During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, the job works in your favor. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members buy more and save more on materials they rely on every day. Get up to 25% off select molding when you spend $1,000 or more. And up to 25% off Pergo Evercraft Laminate Flooring. Put Pro Savings Days to work for you. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 3/27. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody's perfect. We failed too many times. We have so many uncertainty in our life that we have to be capable.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
When we are down, to stand up. It's part of the journey, it's part of the process, it's part of our education. I learn the most when I'm down. And it's good that these certain moments happen, because when you are in the top of the wave, you don't see under what's going on. It's good to have problems. It's the only way that you can improve.
I think the most important is to find the balance. Sometimes I can eat a burger or chips. Well, it doesn't matter. It's important too for your mind too. Sometimes I sleep 2 o'clock in the morning, because last night I was in UFC here in Saudi and the main event, it's 2 o'clock. Yes, yep. It's quality of life too. Yep. But the most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. This is my opinion.
What's your secret? Because you're showing no signs of slowing down.
No secrets. Don't exist secrets. The secret is dedication and hard work. You know, to be able to work 100% all the time. This is, if exists words, this is my secret.
My motivation, it's myself, you know. I keep fighting against myself. When I wake up in the morning, I'm motivating to go to the training. The things change very quickly. Some day you are very motivated, and the next day maybe you can change everything and say, well, I don't wanna carry on. You have to maintain the level. I'm not gonna go to the gym 1 hour and push-ups and do it. No, smart work, a little, but the difference between to do it something and nothing, it's huge. So this is what I try to do every day, a little bit, gonna make a huge difference in the end of the day.
If you weren't busy being the best player in the world, what profession would you take up instead of football?
Actor?
Or maybe model.
I don't know.
Well,
I will
you
try.
You already do that, don't you?
I don't know. Yeah, I already do it. But I don't know, maybe actor. I think, I don't know if I have the talent for that, but I'm always say when you work and you dedicate a lot, you can achieve everything.
Do you ever wake up and you say, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against that. You know, it's the big challenge. It's when you're not willing to do something, but you have to do it. This is the main point. This is why I say our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
To be consistent, I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say. You like to go to the gym every day? Of course not. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it. Past is past. It never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you know, you don't know that what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. You don't know. So live the present. It doesn't matter for me if you win or if you lost. I will stand up the next day and I will continue. I miss, but I will. I'm not going to shy away.
Think.
I'm gonna be here. Even if I miss, I will shoot. You understand? A real homology will be like that. I'm never gonna shy away. Never. Never. And you know me, since young, I'm not shy away. Some people, they don't wanna shoot penalty because they don't feel confident. Sure. It's okay. I respect that. But Cristiano never will do that. Never. Even if I miss one time, I will shoot the second time. If I lose the second time, I will shoot the third time. I'm not afraid.
One important thing. I don't speak after 10, 11 o'clock. I don't speak on the phone. I don't like to speak in the night because it's activate my brain. So after 10 o'clock, don't call me. Even, well, if it's urgent or with some friends, yeah, pick it up. But if it's not, I don't like to pick up the phone in the night.
What is your key bit of advice to the next generation in terms of making it to the top and staying there?
Believe. I think you should believe in everything. And of course, the rest, it's the dedication, the hard work. Listen to people who know more than you, who they have more experience than you, and believe in your talents. I think it's the main point. Listen, Cristiano, let's go. Life continue. Past is past. It's never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. You don't know. So live the present. Go back to the gym. Work. Because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. Because pain, you're going to have all the time. Uncertainty and constant work. Constant work. Doesn't matter what's it's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life. Some people, they don't want to shoot penalty because they don't feel confident. Sure, it's okay. I respect that. But Cristiano never will do that. Never. Even if I miss one time, I will shoot the second time. If I lose the second time, I will shoot the third time. I'm not afraid.
I think he will be bigger than me.
Let's see if he has the same anger.
I can see my kid, they have 12 years old. The mentality are not the same.
What's the difference?
The anger.
The anger is the most difficult.
They have the things more easily. Everything it's easily. They don't suffer. The youngers now, they are not the same of my generation. The new technologies that avoid, they distract them for another things. They listen, but they are not the same.
Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that, you understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Doesn't matter what's happening. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life, and football special.
You've got Cristiano Ronaldo who come to the club as a good player, talented player, but you think he is what he is today. He ain't. He's worked. He didn't have a great shot when he come. He had a powerful shot, but he went everywhere. He used to go out after. He was embarrassed. Pick up a bag of balls. And he used to walk around like this to the other pitch, right over the other side. Where's Ronnie going? He's doing shooting. Does shooting. Or he does stepovers. He used to put these mad things on his feet, these weights, and do mad stepovers. I used to think, are you mad? What are you doing? Ain't enough.
Hard work or talent?
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Talents. If you don't have talent, forget it. But of course, if you have talent and if you work hard, dedicate yourself, you will be much better. But of course, the talent is the main word. If you don't have talent, you can work whatever you want. You're never going to be a great player. But I have to mention talent.
When I was a kid, at 11, 12 years old, we didn't have money. Look, my family, three months, was hard. So very hard period without the family. Later night, like 10:30, 11, we are a little bit hungry. So we had a McDonald's next to the stadium where we live, and we always go to the back door and we knock the door. Hey, any burgers left? And Edna and two more girls, which they are unbelievable. I never find the girls again. I speak with some people in Portugal to try to find where is the girls, because I don't find them. I hope if this interview will help to find that girls, I will be so happy, because, you know, that period was a period that I was appreciated so much.
Sometimes you don't want to go to the gym. Of course, no. But I go because I have a compromise with myself. But I'm not go happy every day. You think I'm wake up off the bed every day happy or with my wife or with my kids? Sometimes I'm not. To mention again, the most important thing is to have a routine. Consistency, not obsession. Good. Don't be like Cristiano, because Cristiano is crazy. Okay. But 20%, 25% is too much.
Everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it that? It's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in sports, but in life.
If you see my career, the last 6-7 years, I'm always a kind of similar level. Why? Yeah. As I said before, it's a long process. It's a dedication, it's hard work. And for the future, I'm gonna push myself until my body gives me good answer. So this is why I'm enjoying the present. And I don't think a lot about the future, because I know the future will be good too. But I just enjoy the moments. I feel good, my body's good. It's maybe the best moments of my career so far. And I want to continue.
If you want to be a football player, or if you want to be an engineer, or whatever you want to be, dedicate yourself. You know, work hard. The most important thing, it's the consistency. If you start today, you're going to have benefits in the future. The most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. If you are not consistent more than other ones, if you don't do it at something more than other ones, you're never going to be number one like me. If you want to achieve successful, it's the only way. If you start today, you're going to have benefits in the future.
Maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start, but after, when you finish the gym or cold plunge or even the training, you will feel better.
I'm not waste time for the people who don't like me. I think it's waste of time. If you do it good or if you do bad, they're always going to find some criticize. Even in the national team, the last 3 months, as I told you before, the criticize was so bad. Excuses. I say as excuses. You listen from one side and they go away from another side. So
everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it that? And it's hard, you know. It's not easy.
It's going to be tough, extremely difficult, but everything is possible. What is important is what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
What you want. You want to live a good life? Yes. I like to drink. I like to eat a burger. Okay. You're going to pay the bill in the future. Everything is hard.
Yeah.
The both ways is hard, right?
Yeah.
People, they will find out better soon than late, you know, to try to make the life more interesting.
The best players always follow the best players. They want to be in the top of the game because the other ones, they are there. You know, you cannot rest or sleep because the other one can pass you. The level that I am is like in other sports, Formula One or NBA. The best players always follow the best players. They want to be in the top of the game because the other ones, they are there. You know, you cannot rest or sleep because the other one can pass you. Of course, we fight with everyone. With Neymar, with Messi, with Lewandowski, with Higuain. You know, with the top of the best players in the world. So, I mean, this is not fighting, but it's hard. It's healthy. You know, comparison is healthy. And we fight, you know, to be the best. This is why it's my main point. It's my motivation. It's to be better than them. Than them, year after year.
Family, love football.
Well, I remember I always play in the street. One day my father coming and he said to me, why you don't coming for the club when I work? I say, yes, why not? And I start to play, you know, to have the same routine. And I go to every day to training, and I like it to be part of, you know, a team. And I training every day, and you know, my father was there to help me. Well, in the beginning, I feel that I was different than the other kids.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel. But I didn't even thinking that one day I will be a professional and playing, for example, in Manchester United or Real Madrid or even in Sporting. I just play, you know, to enjoy, but I never thinking that, hey, I have talent and I'm going to be professional. In the beginning, I didn't feel that.
They're very important for me. I'm always a competitive player. Not just in the games. I'm in the training, I'm like that. In the home, with my sisters, with my mom, with my nephews, I'm always try to competitive hard and try to win. I'm like that. You know, I never change. Because I like this, I like what I do, I like my life, I'm a happy person. So competitive is part of my life. So in Madeira, in Madrid, in England, I always want to win, I'm always competitive person. So it's part of me.
How you make the balance?
It's easy. When you work with the best team in the world, because I think my team, the guys who work.
You have the best team in the world.
In my opinion, yes.
Yes.
They work hard like me, outside the football. Of course, business is something that I like it. In the future, I can see myself in that position. But now, as you know, I have to focus more in the football because it's my job. Mm. But outside of football, I have a fantastic team. The guys in the specific areas that take care of me. And I'm so blessed for that, and I feel, of course, happy for that because I have an unbelievable team.
Do you look to the spreadsheets yourself? do you go to to ask the managers how business is going, or you are?
Of course, I like to know.
Yeah,
like
you
know.
Do.
Yes, it's important, and it's, you know, when something have your name, I think you should have interesting to know all the things going on. So. Not all about my shoes, but all the products, as you say, the hotels.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Nike product.
Very nice blanket.
My blanket.
I got one, yes.
The headphone, many things we have. So, of course, we are in the control. As I said before, I have a fantastic team that they give me the information about everything. I'm not 100% worried where the thing's going on because I trust in my people. So this is why we have a fantastic team. And of course, I'm so happy with my team too.
The people really don't know you. Who is the people to judge something that they don't know? Of course, it's something that I don't like. But I have to live with that. I cannot change. I cannot change my personality. I cannot change my character. I cannot change my education. You know, I respect the people, but of course I don't agree because the real people who know me, he knows who is Cristiano. You understand? So I cannot change the mind of the other people. Maybe sometimes in the pitch I show something that the people don't want or don't like. But this is my kind of way to thinking, because I'm an ambitious person. I don't smile a lot in the pitch because I try to be focused. But in this, in one point, I really understand some people, because, you know, in a life we have always the people who judge us. But I think sometimes this is not fair, but, you know, we have to live with that.
I have to work. I try to do it almost every day. This is why I'm in a top level many years. I think it's not by coincidence. It's because I do it extra outside the pitch. When I'm 12 years old, most of the people told me, Cristiano, you are a very, very good talent player, but you are very skinny, very slim. And I put it in my mind, the body we can improve. We can improve. You got gym, dedication and hard work, you can improve. So I'm improving myself. Athleticism means a lot. For me, I think the small details in the hand going to make a huge difference to compare with the other players. So I think it's very important to do this kind of work. And I think it's going well on me. This is why I'm in good shape almost all the year. And I want to carry on like that because it's helped me a lot. It's part of me. I'm not doing that kind of work because I have to. It's because it's part of me.
Believe and follow his dreams. Work hard. Many important people and people who I respect a lot, especially my dad and my mom, always give me, you should respect, if you want respect, you should respect the other people. And this is what I always put in my mind. If you see my career at the last 6-7 years, I'm always a kind of similar level. Why? As I said before, it's a long process. It's a dedication, it's hard work. And for the future, I will try to maintain the same. I'm gonna push myself until my body give me good answer. So this is why I'm enjoy the present, and I don't thinking a lot about the future, because I know the future will be good too. But I just enjoy the moments. I feel good, my body is good. It's maybe the best moments of my career so far, and I want to continue.
When you was in Manchester, I saw you. You knew you wasn't complete. What did you do? What was you doing when everybody go inside, finish training? What was you doing?
I learned to be better and better, to be around the best players in the world. So, but if you make the two things, talent with a work hard, you can be a huge player. And this is my head hitting. And I think I'm in that role.
How much do you pay for that? How much do you give for that? How much do you train for that?
Well, it's dedication and hard work. This is my words, to dedicate myself 100% every time to be
The position that I am today is not 1 year, it's 10 years, 12 years, you know, to maintain my level. It's make me feel proud. As you mentioned, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the number one. Of course, I feel proud for that. But for me, the most important, it's to maintain my level in the pitch, you know, to play good, to score goals, to do assists, to win trophies. And this is what I want to keep continuing to do it, because it's what I love to do it, is to play football and maintain my fans and my supporters happy. You have to dedicate yourself 100%. It doesn't mean how many hours you're training, but the way you're training, your dedication. You can have a training only 1 hour, but you give everything for that to achieve your goals. So this is what I try to do it in the trainings, in the games, try to be better and better in my job. And for the last 7-8 years, I think I maintain my level in the same way. So this has made me feel proud, and I will continue to work hard to
level that you put in.
I think I'm good, but I think my main strength, it's my mind. I think it's my strongest point, it's my mind. Pierce, the numbers, they don't lie. If you see during the last 15 years, my level is always kind of the same. So effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want. Nobody's perfect.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
We failed too many times. We have so many uncertainty in our life that we have to be capable when we are down to stand up. It's part of the journey, it's part of the process, it's part of our education. In my case, I learned the most when I'm down. And it's good that this certain moments happen, because when you are in the top of the wave, you don't see under what's going on. I'm always say to my friends, it's good to have problems. It's the only way that you can improve.
The secret is dedication and hard work, you know, to be able to work 100% all the time. This is, if exists words, this is my secret.
He's a legend. He's one of these big names that stays forever in football history. But the guy wants, he motivates himself with numbers, with new things. He wants to win the Gold Ball X times and the Golden Boot X times, and he wants to not just to play these Euros, he's already thinking that he wants to play the next World Cup.
Does he get angry when people say maybe Messi's better? Would that infuriate him?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I just think that critics motivates him. I think he feels if people criticize me, it's because I am who I am.
Jealous.
And I did what I did, and I still try to do, and he gets that as an extra motivation. I think as an opponent, you should be quiet and don't say a wrong word about him, because that would be always a motivation for him. I think he's the player that everybody knows he is, and mentally really very, very strong.
Once again, as you say, it's Cristiano Ronaldo, and it's controversy once again. Why is it always the case with you?
I don't know why. Maybe someone's don't like me, but because I'm too good.
It is what it is. The life is completely difficult. We have obstacles in our lives, and I will keep running to fight against the people who don't believe me. And the life is a challenge, And I want the people that they are wrong. I'm there every morning. I do the same stuff. I'm probably the first ones to arrive and the last ones to go out.
It's great. This has given me motivation to still work hard and better in my job. But I have to say, to be in my shoes is not easy. But I'm not complaining. I just want to say that I'm feel happy. All this happened because of reason. The reason is I'm unbelievable inside the pitch. This is why the people have so much interest on me.
Are you the best footballer in the world right now?
I think so, yes. In my mind, I'm always the best. I don't care what the people thinking, what they say. In my mind, not just this year, but always, I'm always the best. I'm always going to say that because I think we have to thinking we are the best in our area. So in my area, I think I'm the best.
Is there anything that Lionel Messi is better than you at?
It's opinions. I respect the opinions. Maybe in your opinion, Messi is better than me, but in my mind, I'm better than him. So it's simple.
Is that rivalry a good thing?
For me, rival don't exist. The means of this word is not, don't exist. Rivals is in a war. This is it. We have a rivals. In football, no, it's just a game. I think the numbers, they say everything. I don't need to say, I'm an Easter of football, I'm a legend. The numbers say everything, so this is I'm very comfortable.
Cristiano Ronaldo, those two just keep pushing each other on, pushing the boundaries of greatness.
Exactly, and would they have been able, that's the question that I always ask myself, would they have been able to do this and keep this up, the relentlessness that they've shown without each other? If they was out on their own, no one else around, would they continue to have done this? That's the question.
No, they probably do add to the motivation.
Yeah, 100%. I think all the great sportsmen in the world have always had that someone else to feed off. And I think this is another great rivalry in football. They don't talk about it. There seems like there's a bit of a respect between them. They don't ever mention each other, really. But they're just phenomenal to watch. And people try and make comparisons of who's better, etc. Just enjoy them, man.
How much has Lionel Messi pushed you to become a better player?
I'm pushed to myself. I don't need other players to push myself. I just worked since I was in Sporting, so I push myself all the time to be the best. As I say many times, in my opinion, I'm the best because I think we have to think like that, not just in my job, but you have to think in your job. You are the best reporter. And I'm thinking like that. If I'm not thinking like that, I'm not going to be stronger than that I think I am.
But you also love individual awards. They matter to you.
It's part of my sacrifice, my obsession to win, to have success. You know, when I say success, it's I work for that. Talent is not enough. I dedicate myself so much that this is part of me. Records is part of me. I don't follow the records. The records follow me, which is different.
Are you addicted to winning?
Yes, I am. I'm addicted to the success. Because
that's the thing that really drives you.
Yes, I think so. And I think it's not something bad. I think it's good. It motivates me. If something don't motivate it, it's better, you know, to stop.
We shared the stage 15 years, me and him. I don't know if it's ever happened in football. The same two guys in the same stage all the time. So it's not easy, as you know. And of course, we have a good relationship. We have that battle the last 15 years, which is good. He pushed me and I push him as well. So it's good to be to be part of history of football. I'm there and of course he's there as well.
When I was at Manchester United and you think, who was that person who had a massive impact on the club while they were there? And you can't look no further than Cristiano. And you talk about mindset. I don't know a stronger, more determined, obsessed player I'd share the changing room with, because he was just phenomenal.
Why we don't believe that we can do it better? We have to believe, we have to be positive to try to change the things. They only give up to the guys who is weak mentally. This is why I mentioned in the beginning, new year, you have to implant that in your mind that we are capable to change things.
Well, my best words is dedication and hard work. To achieve this kind of things, you need to work hard and, you know, be a great professional, be serious in your job. And this is what I try to do.
been a great debate over the last few years with him and Messi. But I think over the last 6 months, I think he's gone on to another level. I think he's out there on his own. The way he started the World Cup, the way he finished last season. How many times can we say it about him? His improvement, his attitude. And I think a lot of it is not natural ability for Ronaldo. As brilliant as he is, I think it's just sheer hard work, yeah. Determination, desire, courage. He's got a lot of courage. Wants to get in there. He's brave. I've said it before, the guy's a genius.
This difference between making it because of talent and making it because of work ethic. You said to me you felt like an enormous percentage of your success has come from work ethic, and that there's sort of an unfair perception maybe of you of just being hyper-talented and that's where all the success comes from.
To be honest, I think both have to work in the same time, because talent without work is nothing and work without talent is nothing too. So I think they both mix up. And of course I have two. I'm not will say that I have more one than the other one, because if you see my whole career for the last 20 years, my level was high, and this is, as you can know, it's really tough. Not only in a football, but in any area. If you are top for 20 years, is unbelievable. My biggest motivation is to carry on, to still enjoy, to make people happy, to make my family happy. So for me, I have both talent and work ethic.
But the fact is that he has shown that it's not just ability, it is hard work, and he seems to be getting the fruits of all the hard work that he's put in down the years. He looks like somebody who will not put anything that's not going to benefit him inside his body.
For example, you arrive home, you had a lunch, you do it a quick nap, and you wake up, you play with your kids, and I have to go to the gym at least 30, 40 minutes, but this will make the difference in the end of the day, you understand? If you not do it that work, you miss one. The next day, it's two sessions that you lost. And I know in the end of the day, in the end, they're going to make a huge difference. This is why I'm 34 and I look 28. Every year is a challenge for me to be better than last year. So I know it's tough. Last year was amazing. 2 years ago was amazing too. So my job is to continue to work hard and dedicate myself 100% in my job and win trophies, you know, collective and individual too.
He said, let's go and having a lunch after training. Go to his house. You know, he was few people on the table. I look at it, it was just some salad, plain white chicken. No juice, just water. So we have a food, quickly a lunch. And after that, he said, let's go in the garden and play two touch. I said, Cristiano, we just finished. So we go playing two touch. After that, let's go for a swim. After that, let's have a sauna, jacuzzi. I was like, Cristiano, why we didn't stay at the training room? So that's why I say Cristiano deserves everything he got right now. So I'm really happy for him, and he deserves because he works so hard and he's a machine. He really beat him in front of everyone, so we scream, and Cristiano was so angry. He sent his cousin by a tennis table. After 2 weeks, he back, and he beat Rio in front of all of us.
Yeah.
So that's Cristiano Ronaldo. He don't want to lose any game.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in sports, but in life. I give you the map. You are willing to do that?
Yeah.
It's the main point, because everyone wants to be Cristiano.
It's the consistency. If you start today, you're going to have benefits in the future. The most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. If you are not consistent more than other ones, if you don't do it at something more than other ones, you're never going to be number one like me. And if you want to achieve successful, it's the only way. Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that, you understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work, constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life, and football special.
The level that I am
It's like in other sports, Formula One, NBA. The best players always follow the best players. They want to be in the top of the game because the other ones, they are there. You know, you cannot rest or sleep because the other one can pass you. Of course, we fight with everyone. With Neymar, with Messi, with Lewandowski, with Higuain. You know, with the top of the best players in the world. So...
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this is not fighting, but it's hard. It's healthy. You know, comparisons, it's healthy. And we fight, you know, to be the best. This is why it's my main point, it's my motivation, it's to be better than them, year after year.
Listen, Cristiano, let's go. Life continue. Past is past, it never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, you don't know. So live the present. Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty and constant work. Doesn't matter what's coming. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life.
Do you ever wake up and you're saying, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against that. You know, it's the big challenge. It's when you're not willing to do something, but you have to do it. This is the main point. This is why I say our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say, you like to go to the gym every day. Of course, no. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it. Some people, they don't want to shoot penalty because they don't feel confident. Sure, yeah. It's okay. I respect that. But Cristiano never will do that. Never. Even if I miss one time, I will shoot the second time. If I lose the second time, I will shoot the third time. I'm not afraid.
Most important thing is not what you do.
Work or talent?
Talent.
If you don't have talent, forget it. But of course, if you have talent and if you work hard, dedicate yourself, you will be much better. But of course, the talent is the main word. If you don't have talent, you can work whatever you want. You're never going to be a great player. But I have to mention talent.
How much do you pay for that? How much do you give for that? How much do you train for that?
Well, it's dedication and hard work. This is my words, to dedicate myself 100% every time. To be the position that I am today is not 1 year, it's 10 years, 12 years, you know, to maintain my level. It's making me feel proud. As you mentioned, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the number one. Of course, I feel proud for that. But for me, the most important, it's to maintain my level in the pitch, you know, to play good, to score goals, to do assists, to win trophies. And this is what I want to keep continue to do it, because it's what I love to do it, is to play football and maintain my fans and my supporters happy. You have to dedicate yourself 100%. It doesn't mean how many hours you're training, but the way you're training, your dedication. You can have a training only 1 hour, but you give everything for that to achieve your goals. So this is what I try to do it in the trainings, in the games, try to be better and better in my job. And for the last 7-8 years, I think I maintain my level in the same way. So this is make me feel proud, and I will continue to work hard to maintain that level.
When you was in Manchester, I saw you. You knew you wasn't complete. What did you do? What was you doing when everybody go inside, finish training? What was you doing?
I learned.
I learn to be better and better, to be around the best players in the world. So, but if you make the two things, talent with a work hard, you can be a huge player. And this is my heritage. And I think I'm in that role.
How you make the balance?
It's easy. When you work with the best team in the world, because I think my team, the guys who work...
Of the best team in the world.
In my opinion, yes. Yeah. They work hard like me, outside the football. Of course, business is something that I like it. In the future, I can see myself in that position. But now, as you know, I have to focus more in the football because it's my job. Yeah. But outside of football, I have a fantastic team. The guys in the specific areas that take care of me. And I'm so blessed for that. And I feel, of course, happy for that because I have an unbelievable team.
Do you look to the spreadsheets yourselves? do you go to, to ask the managers how business is going? Or you are
concerned? Of course, I like to know.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, it's important. And it's, when something have your name, I think you should have interesting to know all the things going on. So not all about my shoes, but all the products, as you say, the hotels,
blankets.
The Nike product.
Very nice blanket.
The blanket.
I got one, yes.
The headphones, many things we have. So, of course, we are in the control. As I said before, I have a fantastic team that they give me the information about everything. I'm not 100% worried what the thing's going on because I trust in my people. So this is why we have a fantastic team. And of course, I'm so happy with my team too.
What would you say has been your greatest achievement so far, on and off the pitch actually?
Inside the pitch?
Yeah.
Inside the pitch is always, the most important is to win trophies. Because we work 10, 11 months. If you don't win nothing, it's empty, And I like to win trophies, collective and individual, because I work hard for that. Outside the pitch, it's to have the family that I have and the friends that I have, and to try to be the most happy person in the world.
How to be number one, how to achieve all your goals. Tell them the secret. Please try to motivate the children and the youth.
Well, don't exist secret here. The secrets don't exist. Exist hard work, dedication, be obsessed to be something in the life, and follow their dreams. I think if you want to be a football player, or if you want to be engineer, or whatever you want to be, dedicate yourself, work hard, and believe in you. I think this is the main words, not just a kid want to be a Cristiano Ronaldo, but anything it can be, work hard. I think it's the main work and the dream, to believe in that everything is possible in a life.
I love football.
Well, I remember I always play in the street.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
One day my father coming and he said to me, "Why you don't coming for the club when I work?" I say, "Yes, why not?" And I start to play, to have the same routine. And I go to every day to training, and I like it to be part of, a team. And I training every day, and my father was there to help me. Well, in the beginning, I feel that I was different than the other kids.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel. But I didn't even thinking that one day I will be a professional. And playing, for example, in Manchester United or Real Madrid or even in Sporting. I just play, to enjoy, but I never thinking that, hey, I have talents and I'm going to be professional. In the beginning, I didn't feel that.
Very important for me. I'm always a competitive player. Not just in the games, I'm in the training, I'm like that. In the home, with my sisters, with my mom, with my nephews, I'm always try to competitive hard and try to win. I'm like that. You know, I never change. Because I like this, I like what I do, I like my life, I'm a happy person. So competitive is part of my life. So in Madeira, in Madrid, in England, I always want to win, I'm always a competitive person, so it's part of me.
Why make the move from Manchester United to Real Madrid when you did?
I think everything have a beginning and end and everything. So what I did in Manchester, it's completely finished because I win almost everything there. So I always try for a new challenge. This is what I try to do, to move Manchester from Madrid. It's not about the contract. It's about new challenge, my family too, close to my family, different weather, the language, everything. And the most important things, what I move is a challenge. Because I really like to put myself in the pressure to see what I can do. Judge something that they don't know. Of course, it's something that I don't like, but I have to live with that. I cannot change. I cannot change my personality. I cannot change my character. I cannot change my education. You know, I respect the people, but of course I don't agree, because the real people who know me, he knows who is Cristiano. You understand? So I cannot change the mind of the other people. Maybe sometimes in the pitch, I show something that the people don't want or don't like. But this is my kind of way to thinking, because I'm an ambitious person. I don't smile a lot in the pitch because I try to be focused. But in one point, I really understand some people, because, you know, in a life we have always the people who judge us, but I think sometimes this is not fair, but you know, we have to live with that. Believe and follow his dreams, work hard. Many, many important people and people who I respect a lot, especially my dad and my mom, always give me, you should respect. If you want respect, you should respect the other people. And this is what I always put in my mind. If you see my career at the last 6-7 years, I'm always a kind of similar level. Why? As I said before, it's a long process. It's a dedication, it's hard work. And for the future, I will try to maintain the same. I'm gonna push myself until my body give me good answer. So this is why I'm enjoying the present. And I don't think a lot about the future, because I know the future will be good too. But I just enjoy the moments. I feel good. My body is good. It's maybe the best moments of my career so far. And I want to continue.
Do you think what makes you different to the others, to the next rung on the ladder, if you like, of very good players, is the dedication level that you put in?
I think I'm good, but I think my men... strength, it's my mind. I think it's my strongest point, it's my mind. Pierce, the numbers they don't like. If you see during the last 15 years, my level is always kind of the same. So effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
Talent without work is nothing, and work without talent is nothing too. So I think the both mix up. And of course I have two. I'm not will say that I have more one than the other one, because if you see my whole career for the last 20 years, my level was high, and this is, as you can no, it's really tough. Not only in a football, but in any area. If you are top for 20 years, it's unbelievable. And I do that, and I continue to do that. For me, it's a big achievement, and
my biggest motivation is to carry on, to still enjoy, to make people happy, to make my family happy. So for me, I have both talent and work ethic.
The discipline of Cristiano, the discipline is unbelievable. I never see this. The discipline is in another level. I see professional football players, professional, like Zlatan. They all, like a lot of players, they're very professional. They come early, they do all the recoveries and stuff like that. But someone that's been there every single day and don't stop, that's Cristiano. That's Cristiano. Cristiano is every day. You know, some days you can like, oh, I'm okay, yo. He doesn't miss one day. He's disciplined. No, it's like he's a professional. You're a professional. But the discipline to do it every single day, non-stop.
The young boy came to my office. It was a Tuesday. And he says, boss, can I have Friday off? And I says, why do you want Friday off?
Hi there, we are James and Dan, Two-Fort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
He said, my mother's died. And I went, oh, of course, son. Yeah. From that moment on, if a player came to me and says, I want to tomorrow off, I said, yeah, can I help you? You know, in the case of Cristiano, I knew his father was ill, I knew he was in hospital, and it was important him to be there. You know, it didn't matter the football club.
Yeah.
You've got to understand, there's some things that are bigger than the football club.
Yeah.
And family is definitely one of them, without question.
Especially when I remember the thing that I have more in my memory is the time when my father was sick in hospital. And it was, we are in a tough moment of the season because we had important games in the Champions League, in the league. And I say, coach, I need to go to see my daddy. And I was a key player. I was a very important player. And he said, listen, your family is the most important that you have in your life. If you want to go 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, you can go. These moments is what I keep for me because it was the most important moments in my life, and he shared with me. This is why I respect him, and I, for me, is the best coach I ever had.
Since that first couple of years of Cristiano, when he was frustrated, did you always think that he would get to the level that he did?
Absolutely. Well, his game, he was amazing. The kid, he was only 17. He's come up for 18, of course, but he was amazing. But you know, we had all that prepared to bring him to the club. But it was going to be the next year, that was the arrangement.
Yeah.
And Carlos Queiroz organised it with the Sporting Lisbon people. But then he committed to the first team, and he's a sensation. And immediately, Real Madrid, Arsenal were all hovering, and we had to move quickly. Unfortunately, got me in the little room after the game, said to him, I want you to come back in the plane with us. He's been owing money. The next day, we got a private plane, brought him and his mother and his sister and his brother and his lawyer over, and he signed.
How many people in the world do you completely trust? Completely,
100%. I'm not going to say names because I think it's not fair. But I will say 4%.
Four?
Yes. 100% trust, 4%.
Wow.
I have a grave... close friends, family, but who I trust 100%, maybe 4%. 100%.
Moved me to his office, he said, Patrice, Cristiano Ronaldo, I agree, 99% to come back. And Gareth Bale, he needed 200 million, and the club refused to give him those 200 million, and now they spend billion.
And what year was that?
2013. I remember when I get out of his office, I was like, Cristiano is back.
Gareth Bale.
You know, we're back in business after winning the title and everything.
Imagine those two.
Imagine. So that's what he said. He said, I need to win more Champions League. Then
One morning, I come back in the training ground. I arrive in the dressing room. For the first time, I see the gaffer with his normal clothes, not the training kit. I say, oh. He say, okay, guys, I'm going to resign. I made the decision.
Wow.
Because my wife, you know, lost a sister. He said things like that. I know I'm letting you down, but this is a personal matter. And he just went back in his office.
Your goal with the bicycle like this one, the way I jump against Buffon, against Juventus, quarterfinals of Champions League, probably one of the best goals I ever seen in football. Not just because it's my goal. If it will be another player, I will say the same.
Better than sex?
Better than sex.
Be honest. Be honest.
Be honest. No.
It was, wasn't it?
No, with my Gio, no.
Let's talk about football briefly. You currently have 145 records where you've been most, first, or only something in professional football. It's a ridiculous number. You're a team player in the sense you love to win big team competitions, but you also love individual awards. They matter to you.
It's part of my sacrifice, my obsession to win, to have success. You know, when I say success, it's I work for that. Talent is not enough. You have to, I dedicate myself so much that this is part of me. Records is part of me. I don't follow the records. The records follow me, which is different.
Are you addicted to winning?
Yes, I am. I'm addicted to the success. Because
that's the thing that really drives you.
Yes, I think so. And I think it's not something bad. I think it's good. It motivates me. If something don't motivate it, it's better, you know, to stop. You understand? The records coming in a natural way, it's different. But when you are close, you say, why not? For example, this record now, I think I had a chance to beat, and it's a beautiful record, the most top scorer in the world history.
One important thing, I don't speak after 10, 11 o'clock, I don't speak on the phone. I don't like to speak in the night because it's activate my brain. So after 10 o'clock, don't call me. Even, well, if it's urgent or with some friends, yeah, I pick it up. But if it's not, I don't like to pick up the phone in the night.
Do you have more pounds in the bank or more Instagram followers?
It's a good question. Probably similar, I don't know. Probably similar.
I'm just trying to work out how Wayne Rooney could hate you even more, and probably that's the answer.
Well, not only him. Imagine the rest of the rats, they're going to criticize me too.
I try to find with my experience to don't push too much my body when they need to recover, but to find the balance, which is sometimes is difficult. I take care of my body since I started to play football.
You like being number one, don't you, Cristiano?
Yes, of course.
I mean, you don't want to be number two, do you? If I sat here and said to you, you're the second most followed person
on Instagram, if I will be the third or fourth, for me, it doesn't matter. In my job, yes. In my job, yes. I want to be the number one.
Fame is a very double-edged sword, isn't it? You know, I know that part of you, I can tell, loves the attention, the adulation, the fame. Being Cristiano Ronaldo must be, for a lot of the time, incredible. Cristiano, let me start just by asking you, why are you doing this interview with me?
Because I think it's the time to say something. And because I like you. As simple as that.
Well, don't say that in public. Well, I like you too, and I appreciate it, because I think that you've had to sustain a lot of criticism this year in particular, probably more than at any stage in your career. And I think it's time to set the record straight and to clear up a few things, not least, I suspect, for the fans of Manchester United. You must be wondering what the hell's been going on.
Oh, as I say many, many times, the fans, I'm always going to say good about them. They are the most important things in the football. You play for them. Passes is good for me. I feel very confident in the game. And I play 19 minutes, and I think I play very well.
And was the culmination of that dream? I think it was just a few days later they said, we want to sign him.
Now, after the game, I speak. I listen to the boss speak with my agent, and he showed very interesting for me, and I'm very, very happy, and I say, oh, it's amazing. And the people brought me for England to show the academy, show me the club. And of course, I say yes because it's an amazing club. It's different. It's top class, top club.
You know the story that a few of the United players said to the boss afterwards, you've got to sign him. He destroyed us. He was fantastic. Have they ever said anything to you about that, the players?
Yeah, someone tell me. Of course, when the players speak about you good and say, you need to work this player for England, it's amazing because the players, you know, like the football, they like the good players. And the situation, it's good because a few players say, you need to buy this player. It's good for Manchester. It's a Manchester United player. And when the people say this, of course, I feel very good and feel very proud.
I think the most important is to find the balance. Sometimes I can eat a burger or chips, or it doesn't matter. And it's important too for your mind too. Sometimes I sleep 2 o'clock in the morning because last night I was in UFC here in Saudi and the main event, it's 2 o'clock. Yes, yep. It's quality of life too. Yep. But the most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. This is my opinion.
My motivation, it's myself, you know. I keep fighting against myself. When I wake up in the morning, I'm motivating to go to the training.
I'm my own medic, my own doctor. I am my mental coach, my nutritionist, my doctor. If you do the right things, you're going to be better than other persons. For example, I take sun now, take 20 minutes, and I know you're going to help me. The sun is good for the body. Of course, if I will be here all day, I will be with wrinkles, will be bad. But 30 minutes, and I feel good. With 36, I'm still here.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.